Time now for the weekly Navy Sports Magazine show, presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, featuring coaches and administrators of your Navy athletic programs. This show is brought to you by AFMA, financial solutions for your military life and beyond, Constellation, America's energy choice, and by Navy Federal Credit Union, open to the armed forces, DOD, and their families. Join Navy Federal Credit Union tonight, federally insured by NCUA.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. Coming up this week, of course, Navy men's lacrosse heading to Bucknell Saturday for a Patriot League showdown. We'll also tell you about Keenan Reynolds getting his number retired. The number 19 will never be worn again to the United States Naval Academy, retired this past Sunday night by Vice Admiral Ted Carter. We'll have interviews with Kevin Wendell of the men's lacrosse team. We'll also talk with Julia Collins. You'll remember we talked to her sister a couple of weeks ago. Navy women's team is off to a good start with some big games ahead for them with George Washington and nationally ranked Boston College as well. But when we return, we will talk men's lacrosse with Kevin Wendell of the Navy men's lacrosse team. We'll do that in a moment on the Navy Sports Network.
Look, I'm already thinking about college basketball, and you know where I go to watch teams compete for a spot in the tournament? Buffalo Wild Wings. Their wall-to-wall TVs have all the action while I enjoy great food and cold drinks. It's the time of the year when every game counts, and B-Dubs has a front-row seat. Buffalo Wild Wings in Annapolis, Arundel Mills, Bowie, Columbia, and Laurel. You have to be here.
At Annapolis Bus Company and Town Transport, they can make your transportation as easy as possible. From corporate events, weddings, and Navy reunions to just a night out on the town. Call them at 410-266-3392 to reserve your vehicle. Annapolis Bus and Town Transport. What premium service is about.
A promise to serve. That's what military life is all about. And at USAA, that's what insurance is all about.
It was pouring down rain. We were going down this local road, and the water just started to rise. And then I feel the car kind of lift up. You never think, I'm going to be the guy that gets caught in a flood where I have to escape from my car.
Whether it's auto or property insurance, USAA is ready to serve.
The car was quickly declared a total loss. We got back to good really quickly, thanks to USAA.
Those who pledge to protect our way of life deserve the same level of responsiveness. Join the 92% of members who plan to stay for life. Get an insurance quote at usaa.com/insurance.
My name is Chris Grimiccioni. I was active duty for 5 years. I'll be a USAA member for life.
92% based on 2014 member survey. Member was paid for their participation. Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas.
The latest on Naval Academy athletics is as close as your computer, thanks to Navy's official website, NavySports.com. You can get all the information you need on all varsity and club teams and the midshipman student athletes. Make sure you log on today.
Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine. Time to talk men's lacrosse with midfielder Kevin Wendell. And Kevin, so far for you guys, all that separates you from a perfect season is two double overtime games. What is it like to come back from the mental frustration of that now and get ready for what obviously is a huge game with Bucknell? Because as we've seen already, it looks like every single game in the Patriot League this year is going to mean so much to your team.
From a mental standpoint, it's pretty easy to get up for Bucknell. It's obviously a team we haven't beaten in, I think, like 6 years or something like that. And just going back and forth with them the past 3 years, in my experience, it's just been a battle every single game, especially the tough loss last year. So I think the guys will be ready to go just to bounce back. And our senior captain, Pat Keenan, talked about it at the end of the game and in a meeting, just handling adversity and being men about it. And it's kind of what this academy teaches us, is responding to adversity. So I think, like I said, with the mental aspect, we'll be ready to go, and I think we're going to change up some things, and I think we're going to put it to Bucknell.
You guys have had some brilliant 6-on-6 lacrosse execution this year offensively, and then there are times where the execution isn't anywhere near where you guys would like it. What is the key to finding that consistency? Because you have the people now. I mean, you guys are too deep in the midfield without question now. So when you're out there 6-on-6, you guys are able to go after people. You've got the skill at every position. How do you find that consistency now to where you're getting that balance throughout four quarters of play, because we've seen you all in spurts run off some terrific lacrosse, especially in the fourth quarter on Saturday.
I think with that, it's more of getting everybody on the same page to play at the higher level. It's like you said, we've had spurts where when we're on, we are on, and we're hard to stop. But I think to counteract the lulls that we have, like the Delaware game and even last weekend, I think it's important for the guys to kind of just stop, like take a deep breath. And because sometimes I think we play a little bit too fast. And we watch film. We get our shots.
Right.
We have no problem getting shots, but it's a matter of putting them in the goal. And I think we're really going to work on that this week. We're going to spend the extra time. People are going to stay after practice. And I think everyone's really committed to just getting this on the right track and playing a full 60 minutes.
At times when teams have thrown zone at you as a group on offense, you know the shot clock is there at some point, mm-hmm. but how important is it to be patient, especially when teams drop into a zone, to make sure that you don't waste the possession, at least get one quality shot and make the goalie make a save? Because I'm sure the most frustrating part is when you don't even make the goalie do any of the work. Mm-hmm. That's got to be the most frustrating part of that when you don't execute.
Yeah, we've been working on some different zone sets, but it is, like you said, getting the right shot is the tough part. But I think the more we play against it, the more experience it will be. And to break a zone, it's just a lot of ball movement. And we have the guys to break the zone with outside shots. I mean, Casey Reese can bring it. Colin Flanlocker can bring it. Keenan can bring it. We have the guys. So I think it's just a matter of getting the right shots as opposed to taking a good shot necessarily.
Sure. Yeah.
But like I said, we're really working on it. We know that's one of our kind of faults is that we don't do well against the zone. Even going back to last year. But we're really working hard and trying to figure out the problems on that.
As a midfielder, is there a favorite dodge that you have, or do you not favor one over the other?
I kind of just take what the defense gives me. I don't like to predetermine what I'm doing, because that's when you get into trouble. If, say, I'm going to do a split dodge left to right, and then if they're playing me where I can only go left, then I'm kind of like thinking too much. So I like to just kind of square up my defenseman and just take what he gives me. A lot of the times, if I'm going down the alley and I see the guys overplaying me, then I'll roll back and either try and shoot or bang it up to the guy at the middle of the field. But I don't really have a preference. It's kind of just whatever I'm feeling at that moment.
Take us inside the game now. As an offensive player, when you see a shorty matchup, Do guys' eyes light up at the offensive end yeah. when they get matched up against the short stick?
I would say so, because obviously, I mean, every player in Division I is good. It doesn't matter if it's a pole or it's a short stick, but obviously the not having a 6 feet pole to deal with is a lot better. But we have guys that can break down poles, like Grayson Terrain can take anybody. But I know, especially like me, when I see that I have a short stick, I'm like, oh, like I want the ball, I'm going to go. But I think we need to find the balance of, if we have a short stick on us, not trying to cause too much, like, and just having the game come to us. And most of the time, you're going to draw a slide if you're dodging a short stick. But even if you don't, it's not the worst thing in the world. You just move the ball, and then you might get the ball back and try again. But a lot of the times when our attackmen have short sticks, their eyes light up, and I can definitely see why. So I think we need to find a way to take more advantage of when the short sticks are down on the attackmen.
At the same time, what is it like to go up against guys like John Traynor, Matt Reese, in the course of a practice? I imagine that's got to make you better, because those two guys are two of the very best at their individual positions.
Absolutely. I mean, the couple days of practice we have leading up to games are the hardest parts of the week, because those guys, like you said, are one of the best. And if you're consistently going against the best, then that's going to bring your game up. And I think we've had some good battles back and forth, just trying out this dodge and see if he'll bite or anything like that. And then when it comes to game time, I'm not going to say it's easy by any means, but it's definitely a little bit less tough in terms of getting the looks you want, just because our defense in practice is so good. Now, I'm not taking away anything from the teams we've played and the teams we will play, but, I mean, you're going against one of the top-ranked defenses in the nation every single day. You're going to get better.
You guys get jacked up when you see Reese running down the field like a thoroughbred, you know, with the long pole in his hand, get ready to wind up and shoot, because, I mean, let's face it, as you know as a player, with that pole in your hand, sure, your first job is to defend, but to see what he's able to do in transition, because when he's able to do that, it seems to give you all such a lift, especially offensively.
It does. It's fun to watch. Like, a lot of times I'll be on the sideline, like, waiting to go in, and I'll see him, and I'll be like, I'll even find myself saying, like, all right, we're scoring. Like, that kid can, I've never seen obviously poles can bring a lot of heat, but he's just so accurate with his shot that it's just impressive to see. And even if he doesn't, if he does his little step in, that draws defenses to him, which opens up Keenan like he did in the Hopkins game, or TJ or Jack Ray. So it creates a lot of options, and it takes a load off the 6-on-6 offense when we can get goals in transition.
Why the Naval Academy?
I was looking at a lot of schools when I was being recruited, and to be honest, when I first started getting recruited here, I took a visit, and I was just thinking, I was like, I don't think this is for me. But the more schools that I visited, I realized that the group of guys at the Naval Academy that play Naval lacrosse is something special. I mean, when I was here, every single person in the locker room came up. It was like, they introduced themselves. They're like, if anything, you need anything, I'm like, this is my number, let me know. And I didn't really find that in a lot of other colleges that I visited. And the more I talked to my family, back when Coach Mead was here, I just realized this is an opportunity you really can't pass up, in terms of academics, service, everything will set you up for the future, and it'll make you a better person and lacrosse player.
As a lacrosse player, does it shock you now how many guys we're seeing 8th grade, 9th grade? Because let's face it, at the service academies, and even many of the Ivy League schools, I don't think they have any way of knowing what kind of student a person is going to be. But to see this sport now where we're seeing guys in 7th, 8th, and 9th grade start to receive almost the same amount of attention that guys in the senior and junior class used to receive in this sport, surprise you with the way this sport is going, and now we're looking at 7th and 8th graders and legitimately thinking they might be able to go play for the number 1 or number 2 team in the country?
It does. It definitely surprised me, and it kind of just makes me wonder how people that have never stepped foot on a varsity field, like you said, can commit to like the top 5 Division I schools in the country. But I think the plus side of that is the guys that get overlooked and don't really have good seasons until later on in their junior and senior years, and they get picked up by like the mid-level schools and the small schools that have the money still to pick them up. And I think that's a major contributor to why there's so much parity in our sport now, where you have a lot of upsets. I mean, any given Sunday, you're going to see at least 1 or 2 upsets. So I think finding the late bloomers has definitely helped our sport. But I also think that they should move the commitment back. Definitely not a 7th or 8th grade. I'd say even freshman year is pushing it. But, yeah, it definitely has had a major impact on our sport.
It's good stuff from Navy midfielder Kevin Wendell. Mids and Bucknell coming up on Saturday. Navy trying to break a losing streak to the Bison, trying to get back in contention here in the Patriot League after the frustrating double overtime loss at Boston University last weekend. No question the parts are there for this Navy men's team. We'll see if they can get the win on the road in Lewisburg. Joe Miller and I will have the call coming up this weekend for the Mids and Bucknell from Lewisburg. Coming up, we will have more lacrosse talk here as the Mids get set. On the women's side, we'll talk to Julia Collins when we return. This is the Navy Sports Magazine, brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union on the Navy Radio Network.
Time to talk women's lacrosse. Of course, a couple of weeks ago, you saw somebody look a lot like this. Well, this is her twin sister, Julia, and it's Julia Collins, another local product from River Hill High School. We love to see the local kids get to the Naval Academy. And, you know, just like I asked your sister, why the Naval Academy for you?
It was definitely the best opportunity, like long-term, thinking of our futures afterwards, it was definitely the best opportunity compared to the other places.
You played multiple sports, just like your sister, in high school. Why did lacrosse differentiate for you?
I've just been playing lacrosse a lot longer. It's been more like a part of the family. So just especially with me and my sister and my other two sisters, we all played lacrosse. It was something we could all do in the backyard, and then that's just like what made us fall more in love with it than like basketball.
I imagine you guys probably had some pretty good pickup games in your backyard.
Oh, it was great, yeah.
No doubt about that, yeah. I bet. Obviously, George Washington coming up for you guys midweek here. You're so far through this portion of the season, thoughts on where you guys are and how you've played so far?
I think we're doing pretty good. Pretty excited for the challenges ahead of us. GW, they're going to be a good team, even though they've lost two games. They've played pretty good competition, Delaware and UMBC, so pretty excited about that.
Your schedule, you know, outside of the league, before you get into any of the league competition, you guys have some good foes on the schedule. As an athlete, do you like the challenge that presents? And I'll go back to your high school days. How much did playing at River Hill and all of the big games that you played in Howard County, whether it be lacrosse, basketball, or whatever, how much did that prepare you for those big-time moments now that you find yourself in having to be productive for your team?
I love it. At River Hill, we always had like the Marriott Ridge, Glen Elg, Mount Hebron. Those teams, they've always been good. So it really gives you a chance to prove yourself and your school that you're just as good at the top than any other team.
I was going to say, I'm sure you see a lot of those same athletes now along the trail here in this sport. I mean, it's so spread out. The game has grown so much. To test yourself against the Dukes of the world, thoughts on how you all played in that game? Because for most of that game, you all proved that, hey, we can play on the same field with these guys. Mm-hmm. And obviously, that's a top 10 program year in and year out.
First half, we were right with them. I felt like the whole entire half. Just second half, like draw controls, free possession shots, just a lot of stuff just kind of took over. So
you've had a good year off the wing with your sister taking many of the draw controls. Is there a chemistry to that? I think on the surface, people look at face-offs and draw controls in the men's and women's game, and it almost looks like it's a survival of the fittest out there. Take us inside. What is it like during a draw control as you're trying to gain possession for your team, because you seem to be fairly good at it?
Yeah, me and my sister, we definitely have a connection. She'll always give me a little head nod, but most of the time we talk about it beforehand, like where the draw's going to go. If it doesn't go there, where to go. But, so most of the time we know. So I'll box out for her if it's closer. She'll box out for me, and then we just kind of go from there.
Can you tell when obviously the draw control in women's lacrosse, there is an art to this thing. I mean, you have some officials who take forever to make sure that the sticks are there and everything is lined up. And then you have some who just, hey, let's put it up there and let's go. Can you see by the way your sister was lining up almost, you can almost tell what she's thinking or what she's going to attempt to do with the ball?
Yeah, most definitely. Like her body positioning, like how far she kind of like bends down, I can definitely tell.
Is there, in terms of different techniques, I mean, are there a lot of different techniques to the draw control, especially for her in that situation?
I'm not like a draw specialist, but for her, I know she likes to push it. She's kind of like her power to push it out there. So, and that's pretty successful, so yeah.
What's it like to share this experience at the Naval Academy with her?
Oh, I love it. We'll have like these memories for the rest of our life, so.
Does it make it easier, especially if you guys are having a tough moment, whether it be in the hall or even in lacrosse? I mean, let's face it, you're a Division I student athlete. I mean, this is the pinnacle of what you can do. You kind of lean on each other when you need to for support.
Definitely. She's like an instant support buddy. Like, we're always there. We're always going to be there. She's only a couple floors up, so she's fine.
At the same time, what's it like to play so close to home?
Oh, I love it. My parents can come to every game, my family, so it's a good experience.
That's Navy's Julia Collins as the Mids getting set for a big week of lacrosse action. Of course, nationally ranked BC still ahead on the schedule, and of course they'll get into the Patriot League schedule and trying to throne those tough Loyola Greyhounds as well. We'll come back with more of the Navy Sports Magazine in a moment on the Navy Sports Network.
A promise to serve. That's what military life is all about. And at USAA, that's what insurance is all about.
It was pouring down rain. We were going down this local road, and the water just started to rise. And then I feel the car kind of lift up. You never think I'm going to be the guy that gets caught in a flood where I have to escape from my car.
Whether it's auto or property insurance, USAA is ready to serve.
The car was quickly declared a total loss. We got back to good really quickly, thanks to USAA.
Those who pledge to protect our way of life deserve the same level of responsiveness. Join the 92% of members who plan to stay for life. Get an insurance quote at usaa.com/insurance.
My name is Chris Grimiccioni. I was active duty for 5 years. I'll be a USAA member for life.
92% based on 2014 member survey. Member was paid for their participation. Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas.
Man, NCAA March Madness is already here. The upsets, the buzzer beaters, you can't miss a moment. So clear your calendar and get to B-Dubs, the official hangout for NCAA March Madness. They'll have all the action on their wall-to-wall TVs, and they'll be serving up can't-miss food and drink specials. Trust me, you'd be mad to miss this. Buffalo Wild Wings in Annapolis, Arundel Mills, Bowie, Columbia, and Laurel. You have to be here.
Navy Federal member Heather Lanning can tell the difference between babesiosis and Plasmodium falciparum practically with her eyes closed.
I know my parasites.
When it comes to PMI and PITI payments on home mortgages, she's a little less sure-footed.
There's a difference?
Helping people stay healthy is Heather's thing. Helping you be good with money is ours. At Navy Federal Credit Union, our mortgage loans can be 100% financed with no money down and no PMI. Visit NavyFederal.org to learn more and be good with money. Open to the armed forces, the DOD, and their families. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender.
Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. I'm Pete Medhurst. Great to have you with us. A lot of things coming up on the yard this weekend, as always. Baseball, Central Connecticut State, 2 o'clock on Friday, noon on Saturday and Sunday. Friday, grab your March Madness punch card and receive prizes for attending the games. The more games you attend, the better the prize you will receive. Saturday, students in grades K through 12 can sign up for a raffle giveaway to win a Navy baseball prize pack. And Sunday, it's Sunday Fun Day, where the kids can run the bases after the game at Max Bishop Stadium, and admission is free. Men's tennis takes on Morgan State at 10 a.m. and Southern Illinois University Edwardsville at 4 p.m. on Saturday. Women's tennis takes on Delaware at 10 and Morgan State at 3 on Sunday, held at the Toast Family Tennis Center. And admission is free. If you're looking to root the mids on in men's lacrosse this weekend, they are on the road at Bucknell. Joe Miller and I will be on the air at 12:45 for all the action in that one. Busy, busy week coming up with basketball tonight. Men's, if they win Thursday, will be on the road Sunday in the Patriot League tournament against either BU or American. And then Monday, the Navy women begin their climb for a Patriot League championship. They will be on the road for a 7 o'clock tilt with the Greyhounds of Loyola. As always, for all of the late-breaking information on Navy athletics, go to www.navysports.com. Earlier this week, the women lost 61-56 to American. On Wednesday night, the baseball team crushed Delaware State by a score of 20-4. Paul Costakopoulos's midshipmen are now sitting at 6-1 on the campaign, and the Navy women's lacrosse team with an easy win over George Washington by a final count of 9-1. We'll come back and wrap up this edition of the Navy Sports Magazine in a moment on the Navy Sports Network. Welcome back. The Navy men, of course, winning on Tuesday night, 78-70 over Lafayette, to set themselves up for an opportunity coming up in just a little while at Lehigh. Hope you'll stay with us here on the Navy Sports Network. Our thanks to Bill Lusby for all of his assistance, as always, putting together the show. Mike Heary and I, hopefully with some more Navy men's basketball for you as this season goes along. Coming up, Navy and Lehigh in just a little while from Bethlehem. Until then, I'm Pete Medhurst. Thanks for joining us for this edition of the Navy Sports Magazine. It's all brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union, right here on the Navy Radio Network.
This has been the weekly Navy Sports Magazine show, presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, featuring coaches and administrators of your Navy athletic programs. This show has been brought to you by USAA, a proud sponsor of Navy basketball. Your friends at Bud Light. Be a good sport, drink responsibly, and always designate a driver. And by BB&T, sharing knowledge for a brighter direction. Member FDIC.